Russ Davis. Join me for Jazz America right after the latest news on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting. At least 137 people were killed Friday when suicide bombers attacked two mosques in Yemen. The bombers hit the mosques in Yemen's capital Sana'a. Around 350 people were wounded. Here in Washington, White House spokesman Josh Earnest condemned the attacks.
We deplore the brutality of the terrorists who perpetrated today's unprovoked attack on Yemeni citizens who were peacefully engaging in Friday prayers in their places of worship.
At least four bombers carried out the attacks during midday prayers at mosques, which are linked to the Houthi rebels who control the capital. Officials say the bombers blew themselves up both inside and outside the buildings, looking to kill those trying to escape. Witnesses say that blood, body parts, and charred victims were everywhere. The Yemeni branch of Islamic State is claiming responsibility. It put out an online statement calling the bombings just the tip of the iceberg. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has also condemned Friday's attacks. Nuclear talks between Iran and the U.S. broke off Friday so the Iranian delegation could return home following the death of President Hassan Rouhani's mother. Iran's ISNA news agency reports the negotiations will resume on Wednesday. The parties had been meeting in Lausanne, Switzerland, but the U.S. State Department gave no information Friday on where and when the talks will start again. Iran and the P5+1 nations face a March 31st deadline for a framework agreement. Iran would limit its uranium enrichment to prevent it from building a nuclear bomb. In exchange, the world powers would lift sanctions that have wrecked the Iranian economy. This is VOA News. European leaders said that they would work to enforce stability just across the Mediterranean in Tunisia and Libya, even as they moved on to other problems Friday, including pushing debt-burdened Greece on reforms and agreeing to keep sanctions in place against Russia. For VOA, Lisa Bryant has more on the two-day summit in Brussels.
With Tunisia still reeling from this week's terrorist attack, European Union President Donald Tusk said the 28-member bloc will offer aid and cooperation to help the North African country shore up security. Mr. Tusk said there is no easy fix.
I'm not sure that we have a short-term solution for Libya or Tunisia or other countries or regions with the terrorism problem.
Mr. Tusk spoke at a press conference on Friday after EU leaders wrapped up a two-day meeting that also addressed the Greek debt crisis and the conflict in Ukraine. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Soldiers from Chad say they have found more than 100 bodies in a mass grave in the Nigerian town of Damishak after helping to liberate the village from Boko Haram militants. The soldiers say that some of the victims had their throats slit. They say the mass grave was found on the outskirts of town under a bridge. Boko Haram has carried on an insurgency in northern Nigeria for the past 6 years, resulting in thousands of deaths and more than 1 million people driven from their homes. U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama is in Cambodia Saturday, part of a two-nation trip meant to highlight her global women's education initiative. As Robert Carmichael reports, Cambodia is one of 11 countries the Obama administration has targeted for its new Let Girls Learn plan.
Michelle Obama's visit to Cambodia marks the first time that the wife of a sitting U.S. president has visited the small Southeast Asian nation. The First Lady's visit is targeted at advancing the cause of education for girls. Kim Darar says providing scholarships for girls is one way to improve the chance that they will study further.
In Cambodia, the culture, they like to keep girls, especially to stay at home to take care of their younger siblings rather than their boys. So I have a strong belief that this will be a positive result.
Michelle Obama is scheduled to leave Cambodia on Sunday. Robert Carmichael for VOA News, Phnom Penh.
News reports from Singapore say the condition of former Prime Minister Lee Kuan Yew has worsened. A statement from the Prime Minister's office said his condition had gotten worse but did not elaborate. The 91-year-old Lee has been in the hospital with pneumonia since February 5th. For more, please log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Welcome to a birthday party on this edition of VOA's Jazz America. This is Russ Davis, your host, and if he were alive today, the great multi-instrumentalist and NEA jazz master James Moody would be 90 years old on the 26th of March. On this edition of Jazz America, we'll hear his words and music and celebrate his birthday. You know we like to celebrate birthdays here on VOA's Jazz America. It gives us a chance to celebrate specific artists and give you a point in history. We'll focus on James Moody's incredible spirit, his wonderful musical output, and get the thoughts of James Moody himself just 5 years before he passed away, as in Long Beach, California, at the 2005 edition of the International Association for Jazz Education Conference, a special panel focused on his wonderful life and career. I look forward to sharing those thoughts with you and lots of his music. But speaking of birthdays, and like I said, we like to celebrate those birthdays, Sarah Vaughan, the wonderful vocalist and NEA jazz master herself. And Sarah Vaughan was born on the 27th of March, 1924, in Newark, New Jersey. She died far too young, at the age of 66, in 1990. What a musical legacy did this wonderful singer leave us, and here's a little taste of it now. Oh my goodness, what an incredible band joined with her for this version of the classic song Easy Livin' from the album How Long Has This Been Going On? Recorded with Joe Pass on guitar, Oscar Peterson on piano, Ray Brown on bass, and Louis Belson on the drums in 1978. Enjoy the great Sarah Vaughan to begin this edition of VOA's Jazz America.
People say is easy living, it's easy to live. When you're in love, and I'm so in love, there's nothing in life. There's nothing in life but you.
I tell you, there are more jazz clubs on the island of Manhattan and the surrounding boroughs of New York City than there are in most countries in the world. This is the capital of jazz in the world, and I'm lucky enough to live in New York City, just walking distance to one of those clubs that you just heard a live performance from. The place is called Kitano, right on Park Avenue, uptown from me, and that is pianist Janis Friedman and the Janis Friedman Trio, with the legendary drummer Victor Lewis joining her, Ed Howard on bass, for her composition that you just heard her introduce, Get Set. Nice way to begin this edition of VOA's Jazz America as we salute the late, great James Moody. He would have been 90 years old on the 26th of March. I want to take you now to Long Beach, California. The year is 2005. The event is the International Association for Jazz Education Conference. On stage, James Moody telling his story here on VOA's Jazz America. Before his passing at the age of 90, he was a professional musician for 69 years and always played at the very highest level. He gave us some thoughts about what he wanted to give to the audience in performance.
The best that I can. The best. What I always do is I don't play to satisfy the audience. I play to satisfy myself, which I've never done. But I do that, and in doing that, like, I'm giving you my best. If I'm trying to play to impress you, I'm BSing. That's the way I look at it. You know, I love you, honey. Ladies and gentlemen, I always say that no matter who I am, because my wife, you know, whether she's there or not, I always say, I love you, honey, you know. So that's the reason that I play for myself and not the audience.
You said that you've never satisfied yourself.
No.
Is that possible to do?
To satisfy yourself?
Yes.
For a minute. You know, yeah. Yeah, you know, but boy, that's... You know, and then, like, later on, that minute, the other 59 minutes, it's over. Yeah.
What is your criteria? How do you know when you think you've hit where you wanted to go?
It's very simple. You feel it. You feel it. Like, you know, your feelings don't lie to you unless you're drinking. You know? Yeah.
Have you had times where you've performed and people come up afterwards and tell you how wonderful it was, but you didn't think it was...
That's why I started drinking.
Really?
Yeah. That's the truth. It's the truth. It's the truth.
You stopped drinking quite a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about that.
Yeah. Well, I made an album called Last Train from Overbrook. And the reason was because I had a problem with alcohol, and my problem was that I thought they were going to stop making it, you know. But they but they made more than I could drink. And so what I did was, finally one day I said, that's it, you know. And I checked myself into a place in a mental institution in New Jersey, right outside of Newark, New Jersey, and it's called Overbrook. They had a mental institution part, and they had an alcoholic part. I was in the alcoholic part, even though, like, sometimes people said I should have been in the other one, you know.
Side of the great James Moody and the flute playing side of Mr. Moody as well, from his album Moody Plays Mancini, the music of Henry Mancini, the theme from The Pink Panther, the famous movie from back in the 20th century. I may have mentioned earlier that James Moody was born in Savannah, Georgia. Well, it just so happens the Savannah Music Festival is going on this very weekend, and we want to celebrate that fact with some music from one of the artists who'll be performing there. He's the great guitarist Dave Stryker, who for about a decade worked with a fantastic saxophonist, Mr. Stanley Turrentine, and his brand new album just out is called Messin' with Mr. T, dedicated to his former boss. From that album, Bob Menser joins him on saxophone for the song Gibraltar. Dave Stryker's brand new music on Jazz America from VOA 1. Thank you. Almost makes you want to be in Savannah, Georgia this weekend for their music festival, right? To hear Dave Stryker, the great guitar player. That was Bob Menser of the Yellow Jackets, and so many other projects too, joining with him on saxophone for a cut from Dave Stryker's new release, Messin' with Mr. T, dedicated to Stanley Turrentine, the song called Gibraltar. We're going to give you more of our celebration of the 90th birthday of James Moody coming up, but first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address, jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a really important email I received not long ago, and it reads as follows. Hello, Mr. Russ Davis. It has been a long time. How are you? My birthday falls on the 26th of March, and I want you to play Night Train by Jimmy Smith for me and all my brothers and sisters in Ghana and Nigeria. Cheers, Kofi Barlow. Well, I hadn't heard from Kofi Barlow in a long time. He has been a long-time Jazz America listener, all the way back to the 20th century. So, Kofi, it is my great pleasure to wish you a very happy birthday. You have the same birthday as the gentleman who's in the spotlight on this edition of Jazz America, Mr. James Moody. So happy birthday to you, and in your honor, and for the enjoyment of you, your family, and all the folks who enjoy a little organ groove, here is Jimmy Smith's classic Night Train on VOA's Jazz America. With an African focus, without a doubt, the great bassist Marcus Miller, who, like so many of his generation, got their start working with Miles Davis. From his album Aphrodisia, just out, That's Marcus Miller and the song entitled High Life. And preceding that, I told you that I played Jimmy Smith's classic Night Train. Well, that was a collaboration between Jimmy Smith and the great guitarist Wes Montgomery. Just thought I'd pass that bit of information along to you as well. This is Russ Davis. You're listening to VOA's Jazz America. Let's return to Long Beach, California. The year is 2005. The event, the International Association for Jazz Education Conference. And the event is also a panel discussion with the great James Moody, who would have been 90 years old on the 26th of March. He was just about to celebrate his 80th birthday at the IAJE that year, and he looked back on his earliest days learning music.
I learned my chords and things late in life, and I don't think I've reached my peak because I've been late in learning. And the reason I was late in learning was because no one from Newark knew I was saying, I want to study music, okay? And, you know, I went to Arts High. And the next thing I know, like, they had me doing the solfege class. In other words, if you want to start music, you got to start at the beginning. Well, I didn't know anything about music, so I go, and the teacher is saying, okay, fa la mi do lo lo da. And everybody would get up and go, oh, fa la si ti minor. And then I'd get up. I didn't even know what the hell the fa la do was. And I'd just say, well, fa la mi lo do. And at the end, I got a big red F in music. And that's the first F I ever got in my scholastic endeavor, you know. But so finally, Tom McIntosh, I'm on tour with Brooke Benton, the Brooke Benton Review, with Ruth Brown, the Falcons, and James Moody Orchestra. And at night, while the bus is going down the road, he'd be telling me, now, see, this is C, this is E, this is G, that's a major triad, and so forth, so. And so that's how if I know, I can really, like, improve upon myself. So that's what I've been trying to do, because he showed me, because I would go and ask people, well, what are chords? And they'd look at me and laugh. And they thought I was joking, you know, but I'm playing by ear. And you can only play so far by ear, you know. And I didn't want to be like that all the time. I wanted to know, like, if I was going to go to New York, I didn't want to go to Toronto, you know. So, yeah, because how would you like to have a pilot or someone that was supposed to take you somewhere and say, well, we're just going to play it by ear and see how it is. You know? And that's the same way music is. You know, you got to know what you're doing. So that's what I'm still trying to do, find out what I'm doing.
He learned what he was doing so well that after being in the Army in a military band in the 1940s, he left there, became a member of Duke Ellington's band, and then, for a long time, had an association with a great pianist, NEA jazz master just like himself, Kenny Barron. Here they are together with the classic Fly Me to the Moon on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Thank you. This is Jean-Luc Ponty, and you are listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on The Voice of America.
Luke Ponte on violin with a cut from the Akatama Experience, Celtic Steps. More of our celebration of the 90th birthday of James Moody coming up. Stay tuned, won't you?